In the face of the continued violence, a group of Israelis and Palestinians has completed work on a 50-page draft peace plan. The authors include former cabinet ministers, but they have no official standing, and the draft has already come under attack by members of the Israeli cabinet. But the plan's creators say they intend to sign it next month in Geneva in an effort to step up pressure on the Israeli and Palestinian governments. Details of the proposed settlement closely resemble an effort launched earlier this year by two well-known Israeli and Palestinian personalities. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
6 days a week, Gidi Levy accosts passersby on one of Tel Aviv's trendiest streets. As they stroll past the boutiques and body-piercing parlors, he asks them if they want an end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Some walk away, others stop and listen. He then asks if they support two states, one for Israelis and one for Palestinians. That is the core of a grassroots peace initiative launched by Ami Ayalon, the former head of Israel's Shin Bet intelligence service, and Sari Nusseibeh, the Palestinian president of Al-Quds University in Jerusalem. So far, 75,000 Israelis and 45,000 Palestinians have signed on. On a recent afternoon, Levy added a few more signatures, including that of Lior Simovich, who says he believes an almost total Israeli pullback from the West Bank and Gaza is the only way out of the conflict.
That's the only solution, because we'll fight them and they suicide, and we'll fight and they commit suicide, and it will never end. That's the only way, to put two states and that's it.
His girlfriend, Yael Kor, frowns.
I very much disagree. We shouldn't go back to our borders because this country belongs to the Jews and it's our country.
So what's your solution?
It's an argument Israelis have been having since the 1967 war, when Israel seized the West Bank and Gaza Strip. It's taken on new urgency after more than 3 years of bitter Israeli and Palestinian fighting. Ami Ayalon, the former intelligence chief, says Israelis are looking for a way to end the cycle of violence.
Most Israelis are very confused. We understand that power and military power will not solve our problems. And more and more Israelis are asking questions. Now, once we start to ask questions, it's okay. It will happen.
It, says Ayalon, is a large grassroots movement, at least 1 million signatures, he hopes, that will put pressure on the Israeli and Palestinian leaderships to negotiate. The deal he and Nusseibeh are pushing closely parallels suggestions put forward by former President Clinton almost 3 years ago. The plan calls for most Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza to be dismantled and Jerusalem to be the capital of both Israel and Palestine. Neither side will have sovereignty over holy places, but the Western Wall will be under Israeli control and the Al-Aqsa Mosque under Palestinian control. Ayalon says that both Israelis and Palestinians might now be willing to accept such a deal.
The time, the blood, the suffering, what we have been through during the last 3 years make it today possible much more than 3-4 years ago.
Among Palestinians, the most controversial part of the initiative is the suggestion that the Palestinians give up the right of refugees to return to their homes in what is now Israel. But much like Ayalon, Nusseibeh says Palestinians have no choice but to compromise. Polls show most Palestinians support a two-state solution, but more than two-thirds also support suicide bombings. Nusseibeh says Palestinians are angry and frustrated at the Israeli reoccupation of most of the West Bank and Gaza that has made normal life impossible. He says he became involved with the latest grassroots peace initiative about a year ago.
I saw that there was very little anybody was doing, really, seriously, to try and bring us back to our senses. You know, there's nothing but to do but to try and change or try to make an impact, influence how people were thinking.
At a restaurant in Ramallah, a group of people sit around a table drinking coffee and discussing the initiative. Gladys Mansour says she hadn't heard of it before today.
I'm really convinced. I want to sign. I'm telling Sharon that I, as a mother, I have children. I want a real future for my children, a peaceful future for my children. I want to live in peace with the Israelis.
Nuseiba and I alone say that's how most Israelis and Palestinians feel. And they say they hope their initiative gives this silent majority a voice. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.